This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Texas Congressman Kevin Brady. He represents the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Ways and Means Committee as well as the Congressional Joint Economic Committee. It's that panel that has heard testimony this week related to the Troubled Asset Relief Program and particularly the oversight, or more appropriately, lack of oversight that is going on with those hundreds of billions of dollars. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
You heard testimony from Neil Barofsky, who is the Inspector General over the TARP program. And he basically told you today that the Treasury isn't really interested in tracking this money very closely, is it?
Well, apparently it's not. This special inspector has, I think, done a terrific job rooting out what the potential conflicts are, where there is a lack of transparency and accountability, and going after fraud. And basically, when asked, he said, look, we've made some very common sense recommendations to the Treasury, requiring that all the TARP recipients account for their dollars and set up the internal controls, and to prevent problems with their new bad bank loan program that they are starting. He's identified areas where there are potential conflicts of interest, money laundering, and collusion that could occur if these loopholes aren't closed now. And again, he's met with Treasury Department, but they have said, not yet. We're not ready to accept them, which it really is disturbing.
Well, what sort of oversight would you and some of your other committee members like to implement here?
Well, I like the recommendations of the Inspector General on this. Require all TARP recipients account for their dollars, set up those internal controls. I would say move now to stop any potential conflicts of interest when they try to take these bad loans off the books, stop any chances for collusion between groups that are buying these bad loans, and then I would put in place the same protections against money laundering that occur with other financial institutions like banks and brokerages that are absent from the government program. You know, again, they seem common sense. I and other lawmakers are a little puzzled why Treasury continues to stonewall on this issue.
One of the things that could be an indication of how well these financial institutions are using their money, Congressman, is the increased availability of credit or lack thereof. What have we seen on that front?
Well, what we've seen, at least from the inspector, is that there have been in community banks and regional banks an increase of lending. We've not seen that at the major banks, although he did identify two of the banks that are accounting for their dollars and are increasing lending, but he has said it has really been difficult to track that. Again, another reason why every penny of that bailout needs to be accounted for.
And so it doesn't seem like the banks necessarily are all that upset about potentially having to account for the money. It's just that the government doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah, you know, I think they're afraid that some banks will look worse than the others in the program, and right now, from the stress tests to forcing some of the banks early on to accept money, I think they're trying to create a sort of a one-size-fits-all, no-one-is-in-trouble sort of scenario, when in fact, I think investors and the public generally recognize some of those banks have a liquidity problem, others, frankly, have a solvency problem, and they're not likely to make it. I think the sooner the government understands the public gets this and can deal with it, the better we'll be.
What can the committee do? Can you pass legislation basically requiring the Treasury to do the accounting that the taxpayers probably expect?
I suspect that if Treasury doesn't respond soon with a positive reaction, saying we'll accept these recommendations and put them in place, my guess is lawmakers are going to force them to do it, and I'm going to be one of them. I think these again, are common sense recommendations. They're going to prevent fraud, and done right will increase confidence in the program. That's one of the reasons this bailout was put in place, to increase public confidence. Right now, it's working the opposite.
What has been the response from other Treasury officials when asked about this, especially when the report on the first half of the TARP money was pretty dismal? I think it was, what, 70-some billion dollars seemed to be wasted out of the first half of it.
It was, and so far, Treasury said, well, it's difficult to track these dollars. You know, the money is fungible, which means it's inter dispersed with each other, so it's hard to tell exactly where it went. Yet, as Inspector General pointed out, they're very quick to be able to identify when something isn't bailout money. So it just seems to me, for some reason, Treasury's dragging its feet on this issue. Yet, you know, if they embraced it, this transparency, embraced stopping the fraud before it occurs, I think it actually would work not just to their benefit, but to the banks as well.
And from what I've read today, Congressman, in our last 30 seconds here, the one potential glimmer of hope here is that this seems to be a bipartisan approach that your committee wants better accountability here.
Yeah, there really is. Joint Economic Committee, Republicans and Democrats, all puzzled by why the government won't accept these Inspector General's recommendations.
And so we'll keep track of it as you try to get more answers. Congressman, thank you very much, as always, for your time today.
Thanks, Greg. Take care.
You too, sir. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady is a Republican representing the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, and he's also a member, which might be more pertinent to the purposes of this conversation, he's a member of the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. You're listening to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network.